the beginning of Channel 2 over. This is the beginning of Channel 2 over and a continuation of the visit of Miss Daisy. This is Tuesday morning, the 6th of April, 1971. The beginning of Channel 2 over. The beginning of Channel 2 over and a continuation of the visit of Miss Daisy. This is Tuesday morning, the 6th of April, 1971. Channel 2 over.
She had done a lot of work.
Oh, yes, Mary, good. Mary done a lot of field work.
Yeah.
Me and Mary, we used to work in the field together.
Was that when you first come up here?
Oh, I had been here a long time. It was after I moved down here.
Yeah.
We worked in the field together.
She talked.
She could tell you lots of things, but she wasn't talking when Francis Presley was talking.
Yeah.
No, sir. And I don't know nobody was.
Well, now, did she work with Francis?
Mm-mm.
No. She missed Francis.
She missed Francis. You think this will be able to go on somewhere or something. Me and Francis, we was working on that side together. Giving bees, giving beans, giving tomatoes, and what's the name of that?
Well, now, Francis, then, she did the right smart of field work, too, didn't she?
Who that?
Francis.
Well, I think now, that's the most Francis did. Was field work. I never heard or never know of her doing no housework at all. But her own house was all I knew. She worked in field. But now Mary, she done housework, didn't she?
Yeah.
Didn't she?
Well, I didn't know that much about her.
Oh,
she talked about that I heard her talk about was outdoors.
Her and Miss Bowles.
Yeah.
Well, you see, before she come down here in this house, I know she did. Used to help Miss Willis lived up there.
Yeah.
So I think she helped Miss Willis a lot. I think she washed and for Miss Willis. And she cleaned the house, done some house cleaning for her.
And Francis worked in the tomatoes too.
Hmm? Francis?
Uh-huh.
Well, Francis worked any kind of it. Tomatoes, cucumbers, squash, beans, anything. Me and Francis did that together.
Yeah.
But we was back over here. I guess when we'd be out there, I reckon Mag would be in the house up to Miss Willis' house.
Yeah.
I know she used to milk for Miss Willis and churn, do different things for her.
Well, she practically lived up there.
Uh-huh. Francis did. But she was living. There used to be a house up across that field there, where Mag used to stay.
Oh, that's gone?
Yes, on the farm. But Mag stayed there till her parents died. I think, and then she come back. See, that was her parents' house. That wasn't always Mag's house. That house belonged to Mag's mother and father. Well, when they died, then Mag moved in. That's how Mag come in, possession of it. So now, I don't know who it is. All I know, Bessie stayed there.
Yeah.
I don't know who the house belonged to. Of course, I don't hear nobody say nothing about it.
Well, that's quite a nice arrangement, isn't it?
But see, I know it wasn't always Mag. But see, I know her mother and her father. in our north when they lived there. And when they died, I know Mag moved there after they did.
Well, now, Francis was older than Florida Mae and Mag and them.
Francis, I don't know where she's in older than Mag or not, but she was older than Florida Mae. I'm satisfied.
Well, she knew them.
Who, Francis? Oh, yes, she knew. She knew all of them. But they lived so far apart, they never did visit much. She never had no dealings with Florida Mae.
Now, that was before Florida Mae worked for Miss Flora.
Before and all, after she got started there. Well, you see, Frances, she come down here to Mag Church sometime, but not often. Because that was a good walk from up there. Now, she'd see Mag then.
She did that. She did that, and she was a midwife too.
Yeah, that's the whole time. She'd come take these long walks.
Yeah,
you see, by her being midwife. Well, they might go and get her. They'd have to go get her, call Bucky or something. Care where he was born there. Well, now, when she finished her work, if it just like it was up in the day sometimes, when she finished, she'd get through, she put her feet in the floor, roll, and walk on home. She didn't wait for nobody to knock off to care for her.
Oh, you mean, now, when she went out, when they got her as a midwife,
mm-hmm.
and when she finished there,
mm-hmm.
she'd go on home.
Go on home.
She wouldn't go back to the field.
Oh, no. She wouldn't go back to the field. Not that day.
Oh.
Well, you know, when she, just like she was called out on duty as a midwife, well, now, she didn't go back to the field. Until she finished up with them.
Oh, that'd be 9 days.
Yeah. She'd go there every day. As long as that woman was in that day.
Yeah.
For 8 or 9 or 10 days, it was some long time, better than a week. But she'd go there every day. But when she leaves there, you see, it was too late for her to make a day in the field.
Sure.
And so she would go home. Well, when she got that woman, they were all straightened up, that woman could get up and around and how. Well, her last day, she'd come, she'd tell them, "Don't look for me no more. So I'm through. Now, if you want to cut the fool and do something to yourself, it ain't none of my fault."
Oh, she'd tell them that?
Yeah, she'd tell them that. But if they called it, she'd come. And see what was the trouble. And view them out. And she got there.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. She know they done something.
Yeah.
She knows she left them all right. But why something had happened to you?
Yeah.
Something. Sit down till she get them straightened out.
Yeah.
Go home. She was a good one. Frances was a good one.
Well, now, you never was that close to her just in when she was a midwife.
And she was working now.
You just heard her tell about it.
That's right. Well, I'd be to Doris' house whenever she had to come to see Doris, but I wasn't in the room.
Oh, she took care of Doris?
Yes, sir.
But you didn't stay in the room when she was there.
No. I didn't go in.
But you saw her. You saw her.
She was with Doris. When she was with Doris, well, I was to Doris's house.
Yeah.
But I mean, the children was back here, and her and Doris were out there somewhere.
But after she come out, then you and...
I'd go in there after I was filmed. That was all.
Well, then you and Francis would have a few
words. Have a little chat then.
Yeah.
But sometime, it wasn't that long. She said some had to go home for something.
Oh, you mean sometimes she's in too big a hurry to talk?
Yeah, she couldn't talk then. She had to go home and talk.
Well, I didn't think she'd ever get in too much of a hurry.
She did, though. You see, she had some kind of business at home or something she had to do. But just like she leave home this evening around 4 or 5 o'clock, well, now she don't get home no more before tomorrow morning sometime, maybe 9 or 10 o'clock. But she ain't gonna leave here until she get everything like she wanted. Eh? When she gets like she wanted, then she's going home. She gonna leave here and go home and try to straighten out things there. That's the way she did.
You mean she stayed all night?
Yes, sir. She stayed to see how well you're gonna get along. Oh.
Yeah. Well, now, did she stay all night with Doris?
Yes, she stayed all night, plenty nights with her.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
But then she's busy and she couldn't talk.
That's right. She was busy. She didn't have time to fool with me. And I didn't want to fool with her. No, sir, she didn't. She didn't talk when she was working like that. She didn't talk. And she didn't want nobody to talk to her.
Well, I thought she'd just keep her rattling all the time.
When she was busy like that, she didn't talk. And she didn't want you to talk to her. And if you keep her saying something to you, she'd say, well, I ain't got time to talk now. I got something else to think about.
Well, she'd tell you that.
Yes, sir. She would. This is a pretty day.
Well, the best place to talk with Francis then is out in the field.
Out in the field. Well, we have plenty of room.
Well, you know, I was thinking about Miss Davis had that day down at the church, right?
Well. Oh, that's right.
We
had Ladies' Day. Go get Mamma.
What was that?
They said that you all have had Ladies' Day since we saw you.
Mm-hmm.
Down in the church.
Yeah.
You know what? Faye gets interested in the talk, and she lets time go away. She was going in there and get Mamma was coming here, but she, you know, she don't watch the time that much. She thought maybe we'd be talking to someone. She didn't come in. Faye gets interested and she forgets. But Meg couldn't keep up with Francis.
No. And I don't know who could. I wouldn't dare to try.
Well, when I knew her, you see, she was sick. Even when I knew her,
mm-hmm.
She wasn't well. But I didn't know it for a while.
How are you this morning?
Look at that bright cap on. Look at that bright cap.
Well, I'll tell you, she's got a bad knee.
I got a bad knee.
Well,
you got one too?
I has two.
Well, it's too bad. You have to have bunged up around here, isn't it?
I brought you a handkerchief. The bottle's got a little perfume in it.
Thank you. And I thought I had a pair of stockings in there, old stockings, but I have not brought them. And there's a petticoat that I thought maybe you might get a pair or two out of.
Oh, that's a
I had a pair of old stockings, another you could have.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get it when you go out.
Well,
you getting along all right?
Getting along pretty good. Just one knee. I had a bad week last week.
Oh, you did? With what, your knee or something?
I was sick.
Oh, yeah. You were sick after you when you came up here.
I got rid of that and I've been doing that well.
You've been all right then?
Been all right.
Well, did you go through, you all have that Sunday day?
Yes, ma'am. We had a lot of time. We didn't have many. It wasn't many folks out there like it usually be.
It didn't come many. Wonder what is the matter?
Oh, you see, they was having a funeral, and some folks was having this thing and the other thing.
Yeah.
And it wasn't such a pleasant day either.
Oh, it wasn't. You usually have a big day.
Yeah. So I come in with. That was all right in me. So, yeah, that's fine. How about you can't have a running old church every Sunday?
Not
too much things going on. I said, nice to have a few sometimes.
Yeah.
We had a good crowd.
What did you do mostly, Miss Daisy?
Well, they read and they talk and they eat.
Yeah, that's fine. Eat. Now, what do you all have? Everything to eat? What kind?
Well, Sunday we didn't have nothing but just cake and punch.
Oh. Didn't have your regular kind of.
No.
No.
Just give them a little refreshment.
Well, had you had the Saturday sale on, or when you had the...
No.
You didn't have that last week.
We didn't have none last week.
You going to have one this week?
Well, I don't know. I hope to be. Well, you see, my daughter, her son come to see her, and he just insists on her going back home with
gosh,
him.
That's right.
Yes. So she went back with them. So she just got home yesterday.
Yes,
she went with him. You see, he...
Well, and she has charge. She takes charge of a lot of this.
Well, the rest of them is so late and so afraid they'll do something they won't bother. They say it's too much expensive.
Uh-huh.
Well, it ain't.
Uh-huh.
Not if you want to do it.
Yeah, if you want to do it. Well, that's right. You kind of, they want to do something else.
That's right.
Spend the money for.
That's right.
But just had some punch, and who usually makes that? Doris wasn't there.
I think her daughter made it.
No. Oh.
You see, her daughter was in her place.
Oh, yeah.
She's just as good as a mom.
She is.
Mm-hmm.
What's her name?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. Elizabeth. Uh-huh. Well, now, where does she live, Elizabeth?
She lives at Kirkwood.
Kirkwood. Oh, Kirkwood. Where?
Between Micanopy and Gainesville.
Oh, uh-huh.
She got four children.
Oh, is she the one that lost the child?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, uh-huh.
Let me get me a drink of water.
Oh, did you? You wanted me to get it? Is there a cup over there?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that the one you've been drinking out of?
I think this is the one.
Okay. You drink a lot of water?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, they say that's good for you. Well, I don't. I don't drink as much. Well, I'm sorry y'all didn't have as good a day, but
Maybe you'll have it next time. Yeah, next time. And Doris will be home.
Yes, and she's home.
She'll be home
for a while.
Yeah, she just was not working then. She just went off and left it.
Mm-hmm.
Took a rest, a vacation.
Yeah. So her boss, he just insisted on her going. He told her if she would go home with him, they see they'd take her back with them.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd get ready to come home. Well, then he'd send her back.
Mm-hmm.
So she come back on the bus.
On the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where does they live?
Knoxville.
Do they live?
No, Virginia.
Oh, in Virginia.
Yes.
Well, she had a big trip then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, did you have to cook for them while you she's
cooked,
gone?
Yes, I cooked for the boys.
Uh-huh.
Elizabeth had the girls up there with her.
Carolyn?
Yes, ma'am.
She took her then.
Took
mm-hmm.
her up then.
Mm-hmm.
Took care of her.
And you had Sammy and David.
David. Yes.
And Buddy, does he eat over at the place where
Buddy,
he works?
Buddy eats at my house. He eats the breakfast, he eats home. And eat to the plate. If he misses a chair, get it there.
He just...
Buddy don't worry about eating.
He don't worry about eating. He
no.
knows he'll get some somewhere.
Somewhere.
Yeah. And of course the boys, David's in school.
David's in school. Samuel's working. Well, they get up about, David, he has to get up about 5.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes Samuel, he's going to work at 5.
Uh-huh.
So he has to get up.
Well, you don't get up that early and get the breakfast, do
you? Well, I don't have nothing to do with the breakfast, you see.
They just do whatever they want.
They do whatever they want about the breakfast, but I finish the supper.
Uh-huh. Fine. When, at night?
Yeah, at night.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, that's the...
I guess Bessie missed Carolyn, I guess, while she's gone.
I know she did. She don't have much to say about it, but I know.
Yeah, she misses her. Because I think Carolyn eats with her a
all
lot,
the time,
don't she?
Every day.
Every day. At night? Every night.
Yes. And in the evening?
When she comes
when
home.
When she comes home from school.
Uh-huh.
And Bessie's just as faithful to have it ready.
Have it ready for
when
her.
When she comes. She got a waiter. About like that.
Uh-huh.
She got Carolyn's plate on that waiter, glass, spoon, fork, saucer.
Everything just ready for her to eat.
Just ready for her to eat.
Yeah.
That fixed waiter, he's sitting there on that table.
Uh-huh.
The food on the stove. Done.
Mm-hmm. And he's keeping hot, so.
Yeah. Probably keep it, I say, you go to all that trouble. I said, when she gets where she can help you. I said, she won't see you. I said, if you cook it, she could put it on the, get it off the stove and put it in the plate.
Yes.
Well, she don't have to.
Have to even do that?
No.
Well, Bessie really is good to her. Well, let's hope that Carolyn will be different. Maybe she will.
Well, they ain't doing nothing to make a difference.
They're not.
Bessie or Doris.
Neither.
They let her do what she wanna do.
Oh.
They don't tell her, don't you do that. They don't tell her that's wrong.
Oh. Just don't do it. Just let her
do what you wanna do.
And Doris don't do it either, her own mother.
Her own mother.
Well, you don't ever say anything, I
no,
guess.
I know they don't want you to say nothing about what you do. Well, you see, I don't have nothing to do with her. But just treat her nice and go and speak to her when I get close to her. Sometimes she speaks and sometimes she don't. She's just that kind. She's just made like that. Well, there ain't none of them love or good enough to tell her what his right to speak to folks.
Yeah.
When you need them.
Yeah.
It's his right.
Well, Bessie know Doris ought to do that.
That sure tell.
Well, they ought to
Doris and Bessie both ought to do it.
Yeah. Well, are the boys, you think they appreciate you doing anything
well,
for them?
They treat me pretty nice.
They do.
The boys do.
Mm-hmm.
I get along with all of them. Then I don't care that Carolyn go. I just can't hardly stand that Carolyn. I just can't. Just in him just makes her too foolish for me. And then they said, they sure, I said, anybody raise up a child like that, I said, they don't love them. I said, they fooling themselves.
Yeah.
I said, according to my Bible, what my Bible says, if you love your child, you chastise it.
Chastise him sometimes.
Yeah. I said, yeah. If you're going to raise him up here and just let him go like a pig or a hog or something, another just like that, don't ever say, now don't you do that. That's wrong for you to do that. I love children as good as anybody, but I like nice children.
Yeah.
I don't like nobody's sassy child. I don't like nobody's infant child.
No.
Well, if I know it, I give them the room.
Yeah, you give them the room. Just
yes,
they'll
yes.
go ahead and have it if they're
yes,
going to be
yes.
that kind.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of too bad that Bessie's just so crazy about her in a way.
I don't
that
think
she can't
so.
See that that's she's not doing the best for her.
Mm-hmm.
No. And Doris, too.
That's right.
Make her then so she won't be appreciative of anything anybody does for her.
Mm-hmm. Just that you got it to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, where will Bessie be?
Yeah.
Nobody. Where will Doris be?
Nobody to take care of them when they get old. Oh, Carolyn won't turn her hand to look after them then.
No.
Well, let's hope that maybe she'll have some of her damn mother in her.
Well,
Doris is good.
Thing about it for them to teach her these
That's
things.
That's right. She ought to be taught.
And have her to understand these things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What you should do and what you should not do.
Yeah.
If you do so and so, you'll be loved.
Yeah.
If you do so and so, you'll be hated.
You'll be hated.
Well, nobody wants to see you coming.
Yeah. Well, does Carolyn go to church with her mother or anything? Does she ever
she
go to
goes sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
If she want to go, she goes. Just like I said. Now, them children ought to be in Sunday school and
mm-hmm.
church every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
When she was that age, she was there.
She goes to Sunday.
And she had to walk.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I had to walk, and they had to walk with me.
Uh-huh.
And they went to Sunday school and church every Sunday.
Yeah.
But these years, they go now and then. Go to one if they don't, they don't.
Mm-hmm.
I tell her, I don't see how you make so much difference.
Uh-huh.
I say, you know you had to go.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Well, she's got up now. She don't care where she going. Got out there and see so many other things, I guess, out there to look at. She don't care where she goes. Sometimes she takes a spell of going, and she'll go. Sometimes she'll go and tell all them, keep them in church all day.
Yeah. And then sometimes she won't do any of it.
Sometimes
won't go and say.
Won't do any of it.
Of course, Buddy's always at work. He won't ever go.
Yes, he ain't got time for nothing.
He ain't.
Hmm.
Just work.
He works.
works on Sunday, I guess, as much as any other time.
Any other time.
Maybe more. Yeah, his kind of work makes it. Well, I just was kind of hoping you could tell me more, that you had a big, big church day that day, but you say it was all right, but the one
yes,
too
ma'am,
many
it
there.
Was, yeah, I think it was not.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't no great crowd. We had a nice crowd.
They read and talk and sing.
They read and they talk and they sing. They serve.
And serve the
Jews. That's right.
Well, and this just, they don't stay all day though, do they?
No. Well, now, it'll be a crowd at 11 o'clock.
Oh.
Well, then we dismiss them till 3.
Oh.
And then it'll be another congregation come in at 3.
At 3?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So, well, they'll do the same thing.
Oh.
Then it's done. Four.
And
well,
they
then
stay how long?
Then. Well, they'll stay till around 6.
Uh-huh.
And then we.
You serve them at last?
At 3.
At 3, when they first come?
After they all, after they wait, after they do what they're going to do. Well, then we'll serve them before they go home.
Yeah.
So 3, well, then the last ones get served. Then they come at night. They don't get nothing.
Oh, you don't have any serving at night then?
Sometimes.
This is why you run out of something?
No. Sometimes we mostly have some to bring home, but you see, if they didn't stop at 6 in the night, it would be at night. You can go home and eat your supper at night.
Yeah, go home and eat your supper.
Miss Daisy, how much trouble would it be for you to put some of Guy's old rough clothes in your washing machine?
In my washing machine?
Does it work?
Yes, it works sometimes.
Sometimes? Well, you don't feel too good. I thought I'd have time to do it in town. It's just his underclothes and just his rough clothes. There's no wouldn't be any ironing to do.
Well,
you think
I could wash them.
I don't want you washing them with your hands. I don't want you working at it. If your machine works, I'll let you take it. Take them.
Mm-hmm. Well, it worked the other week, but I didn't use it last week.
You didn't?
No, I used my own machine.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll let you take it down there. They'll dry this afternoon, wouldn't they, on the line?
What,
the
clothes? Talking about your clothes?
Uh-huh.
They were so fluffy, too short.
No, I mean, if you washed his clothes now, would they dry this afternoon? Or would it be better to wash them in the morning?
I think I'd rather do it in the morning.
Yeah. Well, if the machine works.
I'll bring them down.
Well,
you ain't got nothing to do about where the machine works. If I wash them, well, I'll wash them.
No, I don't want you washing them with your own hands. They're just old rough clothes. I can take them to the...
Well, that's all I'm used to, rough.
Yeah.
And she just didn't think she had time, I guess, to take them in town. We meant to do it yesterday and it rained, and we didn't get to do
it. Well,
anything.
It's such an easy, you see, they're just underpants and things like that.
Well, the underpants.
And just a little bit, and I wouldn't want you to do it in the fire or do it on anything.
Sir, you ain't gonna let me have them, eh?
Well, I'll let you have them.
In the morning.
I can leave them by there tonight, now, if you want to.
Okay.
I don't want you building any fire.
Oh, I ain't gonna build no fire this evening.
Or in the morning either.
I ain't gonna build no fire this evening.
Okay, if your machine doesn't work, just leave them alone.
If your machine don't work, why just leave them alone and she'll pick them up.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll bring them down in the morning. That's better.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
That's right.
Well.
All right, I guess we can
move
on our way.
Well. All right, let's see if we can get up.
Well, ain't it the truth? Well, I've been up once or twice, so I can get up a little better.
You can get up a little. Well, mine don't get any better, it seems like, when I go off. It's still just as crippled up. See, that pair of stockings if I drop them.
This is Channel 2 over on the big machine on 500. I don't know how much it is. At the end of the visit with Miss Daisy, this Tuesday, the 6th of April, 1971. This is the big machine, Channel 2 over. At the end of the visit with Miss Daisy, this Tuesday, the 6th of April, 1971. Channel 2 over on 500. At the end of the visit with Miss Daisy, this Tuesday, the morning, the 6th of April, 1971.